So let's go on. When Jesus defeated Satan and all the cohorts of darkness, it was as though we did it. It was written down for our credit. You can resist him and use the name of Jesus because, listen, he knows what Jesus did to him. See, he's not foolish. He knows what Jesus did to him. And that name in your lips with faith in your heart is just as good as the person himself. I'll say it again because I don't think y'all can get it. That name, Jesus, on your lips with faith in your heart is just as good as the person himself. It's just as good as Jesus would stand there and say, Satan. He's standing. It'll be just like Jesus saying to the devil what you were saying. Can y'all get that? Can y'all hear that? Can you hear that? It will be when you use the name of Jesus to Satan, it will be as though Jesus was in flesh standing and saying it to the devil. So you tell that stuff that's trying to impact your life in a negative way, get your junk out of here. And give him a good boot in the name of Jesus. And help him get out the door quick. Hallelujah. He said, So what are you saying? Now, so you ask me, what are you saying? Okay, I'm getting ready to tell you what I'm saying. If I would sign a check and leave it blank and give it to you, you can fill it out and take it to the bank. They will cash it just as quick with me being somewhere else or standing there. They will cash it just as quick if I'm somewhere else. I may be in New York somewhere or standing right there. They'll cash it just as quick. My name is on that check. I'm going to let that soak in. Because some of us got some repenting to do. So, Lord, I've been wrong. And you need to go ahead and do it so God can bless. Let the blessing flow. You got it dammed up with unbelief. Tear down the old walls of unbelief and the blessing don't flow like a mighty river. So, do I need to read that again? All right. Satan will obey you just as quick because he knows that you have been given the authority on earth to use that name. He don't want you to find out, but he knows you've been given that authority. He knows that. If he didn't know it, and though they do know, he wouldn't obey. He'd act up. But he knows you've been given authority to use the name of Jesus on earth. You know, sometimes we feel, I got to call so-and-so. No, you just need to know what you got. Now, I'm going to go back to my duty. I didn't give you the keys to it. And I was so nice, I even filled it up. And you get ready to haul a load off. And you go, I got to call Bishop. Like, no, you don't. What you going to call me for? All I'm going to do is take the same thing you got and start it up and drive it. That's all you got to do. How simple can it be? How profound can it be? That question is, do you know how to drive? And you answer me, yeah, we're getting in and driving. Well, have you been born again? Yeah. Well, then use the name of Jesus. It's yours. You don't need no five doctorate degrees and two or three PhDs. Somebody says stand for Poso Digger anyway. So, but you know what you got. You know what you got. And all you do, you know how to put a key in ignition of a vehicle and turn it and start it. Well, how do you do, use the name of Jesus? Let's say it simply, in the name of Jesus. You stop that. In the name of Jesus, that's enough of that. You stop it. Now, how hard is that? Because it's not hard to turn that switch on the vehicle and start it up. Because the power going to do that. You just make the connection. And the key is the key, and the key is the way you do it. All right. So Satan will obey you just as quick, because he knows that you have been given the authority on earth to use that name. And that name spoken out of the mouth, out of your mouth, will do to him everything that Jesus did to him when he was on the earth in flesh. I'm going to read that again. I want to show you how powerful you are and why it's so important and so necessary that we function together as a unified body. We don't need any schism among ourselves. We don't need any division among ourselves. We don't need to be divided. Because we can function, listen, we can function and operate in that power and that authority that Jesus operated in as a body. But if he can split us up and think this and think he's better, that and think he's better, this and get caught up in that and split up in what we call denomination, get split up in races and all that kind of stuff. Hey, how hard is it to figure out that when the word said out of one blood came all nations? How do we get in this earth by one man and one woman? That's how all of us got here. Now, what's going to make you so different? Just because you talk a little different, you got a different accent, you came from a different place in the country. And every time we come together, I don't care who you are, I don't care what color your skin, I don't care how dark your hair, how light or how white or whatever it may be, when you cut your skin, red blood is going to come out of your body. You sit down to the table, you're going to eat some food just like me. When you get to a place where you need to rest, you're going to go to sleep just like me. So how hard is that to figure out that you're so much better because your skin is different color? Or because you have this or that. You see how dumb this been? You see what Satan been doing to him? He make you sit over here and he'll call you little black this and that and that. And you get offended. Walk around with a chip on your shoulder still knowing, say, you just missed it, brother. Or you just missed it, whoever they are. I know who I am. I'm not black. That may be the house I'm living. I'm a new creature. I'm a son of God. I'm the redeemer of the Lord. I'm a child of the King. God lives on the inside of me. Y'all thought I was lying, but I'm not. I'm going to close here. But you know what we're going to deal with next? It's so good. I was trying to get there. Do you know what we're going to deal with next? Submit and resist. I'm going to show you how from the Word of God. How to submit to God and resist the devil. What it means. Submit and resist. See? It was so good. And then it'll keep the next week. So you just need to be here to get it. Amen.